The Archbishop of the Christian Action Faith Ministry, Nicholas Duncan Williams, has charged minority parties to pray and also offer constructive criticisms to enable President John Mahama to deliver on his promises to Ghanaians. He asked the political parties to end the cycle of vile criticisms, since the success of the party in government will also inure to their benefit. Archbishop Duncan Williams said this when President Mahama and the First Lady Lordina worshipped with the church at the Prayer Cathedral last night in Accra. He asked the president not to rely only on experts' advice to fix the economy, but also on the word of God, says AER reports.
Last night's service climaxed the Action Chapel's annual Impact International Convention. In a sermon, Archbishop Duncan Williams said Ghanaians do not care which party is in government. All that they are interested in is for them to be able to live decent lives.
Pray for this president to succeed. You can't wait for your party to come before we meet. So until your party can pray for him to succeed, so we can survive. When MPP was in office, NDC people were criticizing them. They said, get out, we have the solution. Everything they are doing is wrong. Now MPP is gone, NDC has come in. MPP is also criticizing them. Everything they do is wrong. And all you are doing is wasting our time. Make some changes. Move this country. As long as we can pay our children's school fees, and as long as we can solve the problems of traffic on the highway, we want the economy to move, we want to feed our children, pay their school fees, provide for our family, just fix the economy, let some money be in our pocket. Mr. Chief of Staff, do something. You have the mandate, take some decisions. Minister of Finance, free the economy. Lose the economy, pay the contractors.
Archbishop Duncan Williams led the church to pray for President Mahama, his wife Lordina, ministers, the economy, and the country. The church also wished President Mahama a happy birthday. Some pastors of the church who have distinguished themselves through service over the years were honored. Selfie here, reporting for Radio Ghana.